I'm here with Jim Higgins at the launch of the Old Rahoon Graveyard information leaflet in Westside Library. Jim was the main funder behind, or his office at least within Galway City Council was the main funder behind the survey. Jim, what do you think of the end result?
I think it's fantastic, and it's a valuable resource for all the community here. And one of the things it might do is get more interest in the graveyard. Unfortunately, the graveyard has been vandalised and has litter problems at the moment. But I think if the interest was there and if people realised what a valuable place it is from the point of view of genealogy, archaeology, history, wildlife, and whatever, that they would definitely have more regard for it. So I think hopefully it will promote the graveyard in a very positive way and hopefully arouse more interest in it.
So the leaflet itself, Jim, is only touching on the full survey that was done. So all of the inscriptions from the graveyard are available on the Historic Graves site as well.
Well, this is it. I was asked about the leaflet several times and I had an article about it. I put an article in the Heritage magazine about it. And what people don't realise is that the leaflet is just a plan of the site with some notes on various monuments and a little potted history of the site. But really, you must go on Historic Graves website, which will also be on the City Council website, in order to get the full resource to be able to consult all the inscriptions that are there. And there's a whole range of inscriptions from the early 1800s onwards. And not only the inscriptions and the genealogical information that they contain, but also the interesting symbolism and iconography that you get on the grave slabs. It's something that could be done, hopefully, for all the graveyards in Galway City. That's our wish, anyway. We have 27 or 28 graveyards, and they vary from children's graveyards, children's burial grounds, to private plots, to cemeteries associated with religious orders, and also the big church cemeteries that are tied in with medieval churches. And then, of course, we have the two massive big cemeteries, New Rahoon Cemetery and Bohemore Cemetery, which are public authority cemeteries. So eventually we hope that there will be a leaflet like this and a link to City Council website, and we hope that Historic Graves will have all of that information similar to what you have about Old Rahoon. That will all be available to the public free of charge as well. It's a fun piece of research to look into your ancestors, but it also provides a link to people who might have lost track of their people.
Brilliant, and it just goes to show us an example, Jim, of what a small bit of funding from the likes of the Heritage Council and yourself can achieve within small communities, and it's something that the Heritage Council are doing throughout the country all the time.
Well, this is it. If it weren't for the Heritage Council, I mean, over the years they've given grants, big and small, over 300,000 grants to individuals and societies and local groups around the country that are interested in built cultural and natural heritage. And if it wasn't for them, you know, this sort of work wouldn't be funded. And if the local authority, heritage officers, weren't able to draw on that sort of funding, there would be a real knowledge gap and information gap. But hopefully as well, in the future, that the community might be able to develop the website a bit further and maybe put up more historical information or folklore relating to the site as well, so that we get a full rounded picture of every aspect of the cemetery. And hopefully people will also begin to realise as well that the cemetery is a place for wildlife. It's a place for everything from silent prayer to contemplation to just enjoyment, really, as well. And anybody who has a sense of history or an interest in heritage can enjoy the place.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Thanks, Finn.